with Hutch tonight?
Yeah, going to go back with him. Probably made that decision a couple of weeks ago just based on the calendar. Put your guy in that's more used to this situation, either sitting time or coming in off non-practice days, and your guy that started the season kind of as the backup in that role, he's more used to it.
Nothing, not a reflection at all in terms of your confidence in Andre Pavlik then, right?
No, it had nothing to do with any of the games leading up to the Christmas break. Like I said, we had looked at that, and there's a bunch of breaks in the year or stretches where you don't get practice time. You always that feeling the guy who's used to that scenario a little more gives you your best chance.
So can we take it then that moving forward, you're still committed to this rotation of goaltenders?
I haven't been as committed to the rotation as maybe people think. We kind of just look at it. We like what we're doing. Honest to God, don't overthink the set in stonedness of any of this because it hasn't been like that. The only thing that's probably true right now is that they both played well enough over a stretch that if they had a rough night, that wouldn't end it for them. You know, they're going to get back in that net. They both earned the right to be back in the net quickly.
How much do Michael's numbers, including win-loss record, play into this?
Not even a bit. No, this is all schedule. This was, you know, if you had two guys that had back-to-back shutouts, I'd put the guy in that has more recent history of days off before he plays. This is kind of a version of what a guy who sits in the backup role goes through. He sits for a few days, either gets practice time or on back-to-back nights. Sometimes they don't get 2 days worth of a decent practice, especially if you're in 3 and 4, so they almost sit for two and then get thrown into a game with no morning skate sometimes based on travel. So that's all this is.
Of course, it creates more sitting for Andre.
Yeah, but he'll also get a couple of practices in, right? He'll get a morning skate and he'll get a full practice tomorrow. So that's more what he's used to.
Speak of the importance of back-to-back, a team that's behind you in the division and an opportunity to give yourselves more room if you can get these two here?
Yeah, and their intensity because they're trying to close the gap, and that's the teams that we've been facing and we're going to face more of now. You get closer to the All-Star break. You know, there's a change in gears at Christmas, and then there's one more after the All-Star break for this. So it's a bit of a some of the emotions and the things that you normally talk about before these games are true, except it's 3 days off after Christmas, and I think you're both coaches are coming to the game tonight to see what's going to happen. You know, I don't know that you have a good feel of anything coming off a 3-day break. The team that gets into the mud first probably going to win the game.